Welcome to Torati Mecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Alter, and today we are studying Perek Yud Aleph of Malachim Bet. This Perek transports us back to Malchut Yehuda, last seen in Perek Chet. Back then, we saw how the influence of Malchut Yisrael, namely Achav's family, made its way into Yehuda. And this Perek was a good example of how exactly that worked. Although Yehu brought destruction on large numbers of members of Achav's family, there was a notable exception. Atalia was the daughter of Achav and Izebel, married to King Yehoram from Yehuda, son of Yehoshaphat. After Ahaziah died in Perek Tet, instead of the usual pattern of Malchut Yehuda of passing the kingship from father to son, she seizes the throne and almost breaks the chain from David HaMelech when she attempts to kill off all her grandsons. Rav Adin Steinsaltz notes that Atalia's revolt was successful precisely because it was in the kingdom of Yehuda, where they were not used to these types of rebellions, and leadership was all from within one family. In the kingdom of Yisrael, there were several coups involving different shvatim and families, and she would have been overthrown much quicker since she had no real claim or right to the throne. Even when she is overthrown, it was not the people themselves who carried it out. It was strategically carried out by Yehoyada, the Kohen Gadol, and the spiritual leadership. Why did Atalia do this? The most obvious answer might be her ambition and desire for power. It was how she was raised by her parents. It was also what Yehoram, her husband, did when he killed off his brothers, as described in Divrei HaYamim Bet and mentioned in a previous shiur. It could be that she acted in response to Yehu's recent actions as a defensive move. She feared he would seek her out next and kill her based on who her parents were and try to take over Malchut Yehuda as well. So she may have acted based on this premise. The weakness with this theory is that it would have been smarter in this case to crown one of her kids. By killing them off, she helped further Yehu's goals and destroy the chances of a future king from the family of Achav. We can also view her actions as her way of delivering a blow to Malchut David and trying to ruin their chances of a spiritual revival. She may have been threatened by the end of Baal worship in the northern kingdom and didn't want Yehuda to learn from their example. It is clear that when her husband was king and that she was the influence on the kingdom, it says that he went in the way of the Malchei Yisrael because Bat Achav was his wife, when referring to Yehoram. It was not the other way around. The pivotal events in this parak are accomplished by women. Firstly, Atalia finishes off the job that Yehu started when she kills members of her own family. And the righteous Yehosheva hides Yoash, therefore perpetuating Malchut Beit David. Because her husband Yehoyada was the Kohen Gadol, Yehosheva chooses the Beit HaMikdash as the safest place to hide Yoash in Psukim Bet and Gimel, probably because it was not frequented by Atalia. She hides him in the Cheder Mitot, mentioned in Pasuk Bet, which Rashi explains as a reference to the Kodesh Kodashim, Al Shem Ben Shaddai Yalin, and Hinach Yafadodi Afnaim Af Arsenu Ranana from Shir HaShirim. The pasuk from Shir HaShirim is referring to the allegorical relationship between Bnei Yisrael and Hashem as a married couple sharing a space. Here it is highlighting how Yoash was protected by Hashem in the holiest of spaces. The action in Ms. Perek begins in the seventh year when Atalia is deposed. Yehoyada the Kohen Gadol orchestrates the crowning of Yoash and the deposing of Atalia in Pasuk Dalid. Why is Yoash crowned and anointed in Pasuk Yud Bet if he is from the royal family and his father was a king? The Abarbanel points out that in a place where there was a machloket surrounding who is king, then anointing is appropriate, as there was in this case. Shlomo HaMelech also was anointed for the same reason, after Adoniah, his brother, tried to seize David HaMelech's throne first in Sefer Melechim Aleph. Yehoyada crowns Yoash in Pasuk Yud Bet with the Nezer, crown, and the Edut, either from Luchot HaEdut, referring to the Sefer Torah that kings kept with them, to demonstrate that they are also subject to the laws in it. Or others explain the Edut to be referring to the royal garments, from the word Adi, ornaments of the king. He then uses the opportunity to reestablish spirituality and Avodat Hashem throughout through three britot, between the king and Hashem, between the people and Hashem, and between the people and the king. The people are relieved and happy to have Malchut Beit David back in charge. The Baal structures within Yehuda are destroyed based on this initiative in Pasuk Yud Chet. With Yoash being the only one remaining from Beit David, there was a need to start building the Beit Malchut again with a pristine foundation. Through this, he also reestablished the rotations of Kohanim in the Mikdash that had been neglected during the rule of Atalia when the Baal was being worshipped. Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf 96b, links this story to one from Shmuel Aleph. David HaMelech had been taken in by Achimelech, the Kohen Gadol, in the city of Nov, when he was running away from Shaul. Although Achimelech took David in, not knowing that Shaul was trying to kill David, Shaul ordered the Kohanim in Nov to be killed when he discovered the role they played. The youngest son of the Kohen Gadol, Eviatar, was able to escape and ran to David. The Gemara says that the reason that David's family was not totally wiped out here, and Yoash lived, is due to the fact that there was a remaining Kohen not killed from Nov. If not for Eviatar, David's family would have been totally destroyed too. It seems that the Gemara is pointing out a connection between these two near misses, indicating David's indirect responsibility with what happened in Nov, and that the gravity of what almost happened to the Kohanim is similar to what almost happens here. Yehoyada's coup in some ways resembles what Yehu did in Malchut Yisrael, with some notable differences. They both killed ruling members of Ahab's family. Yehu killed Beit Ahab with cruelty and disgrace, while Yehoyada did it more honorably and making sure the killing was not done in the Beit HaMikdash complex itself. Yehu accomplished his goals through fear, while Yehoyada establishes Yoash at the throne with the agreement of the people and with their happiness. Atalia's rule was easy to crumble, while Yehu bringing down the house of Ahav was more involved since they were more entrenched in the kingship. While Yehu conducted a bloodbath, the killing in this parak is targeted and only aimed at a ruler and a Kohen pair, Atalia and Matan, the Kohen of the Baal. One similarity here is how both Izebel and her daughter Atalia are left in areas where horses can trample their bodies to degrade them as a consequence for their arrogance. The link between Malchut Beit David and the Kohanim is important to highlight here. The Kohanim, mainly Yehoyada, is able to maintain stability. The first marriage between a Kohen and a member of Shevet Yehuda was when Aaron HaKohen married Elisheva Bat Aminadav, sister of Nachshon. Here too we have a marriage between Yehoyada and Yehosheva, daughter of Yehoram from the royal family. It is through the Kohanim that Yoash becomes king. The rotation groups of Kohanim and Levim protect him. Yehoyada gives them weapons. Listed among them in Pasuk Yud are the Shlatim, Asher LaMelech David, Asher Beit Hashem. These shields, dating back to David HaMelech, are getting special mention as they are being used here to protect and preserve his lineage. The peace and quiet that was established by the end of this perek was markedly different than the unrest and instability of leadership from the beginning of the perek. In order for Malchut Yehuda to succeed moving forward, however, it will be imperative for them to continue to keep this kesher strong between its political and religious leaders. Thank you for studying together, Li'ilui Nishmat, Malka Esther, Bat Tzvi Yosef.